Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
In the recent WBJC email newsletter, people talked about their first classical music experiences, and I thought we'd talk about some of our very special early wine moments. I thought that would be a nice thing to discuss, and everybody has them. You can even email us yours if you feel like it. So if I had to ask you about some of your early meaningful wine moments, what would you say?
Well, my early meaningful wine moments came a little bit later in my life. My parents were not wine drinkers when I was growing up. They were spirits drinkers, and we would have wines around the house on special occasions, usually things like Asti Spumanti or Lancer's Rosé or all of those mass market brands that we look back with fondness on. But when I was in college, I was lucky enough to have Paul Lucas as a professor, and he was head of the honors program at Loyola College when I was a student there. As a graduation present to honors students, Paul gave us a special wine tasting, and we were all 21 at the time, so this was legal. I know we must have had a dozen pairings of wine and food, but the one that stands out the most was the last one, and it was Sauterne with Roquefort cheese. And it completely opened my mind to flavors that I had never put together before. I had never really, well, I had experienced blue cheese before, and I always loved it, but I had never had the botrytis and the Sauterne, and that sweet and salty and savory together was just gorgeous. And later when I worked at the Wine Source, I was a brand new employee and was sent to my first professional wine tasting with a colleague. And we went down to Charleston Restaurant, and there was no food involved in this, unfortunately, but in the end it didn't matter because importer Peter Weigant had brought a huge portfolio of red Burgundy. I can't tell you a particular wine, although in my mind I think it may have been Echezo, but that was a glorious, glorious tasting, and I had never tasted Burgundy before, and this was such an overwhelming introduction to such a mysterious and gorgeous wine that always stands as a benchmark for me. And what about you? You grew up drinking wine, so your experiences, I think, would be a little bit different from mine.
Yeah, growing up in Montreal, the wine culture was much more advanced maybe than wine culture was in Baltimore. You know, being a French-speaking country, it was a very different feeling. And wine was part of the Sabbath meal. Kosher wine for Kiddush, non-kosher wine after that. Kosher wine was pretty awful at that time, this being the 60s. And I have to say, my father gave us a very gentle education in wine, as he did with fine cheeses and things like that. Yeah. He loved geography, and wine was about geography and place and the people who made it and how things were made. And that was really, really exciting. Needless to say, we didn't drink much. We were just kids. But it was all about just finding out about something that was not made in Quebec, that was part of the world. And we felt kind of part of the world because of that. And it was very special, and I'm very grateful for that. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.